The candidate filing window closed on March 19th. When the window closed in March, three sitting board members, Ann Peters from District 1, Board President Andrew Kaplan, District 2, and Wendy Crossland, District 3, all filed to run for re-election. No other candidates filed for those seats at that time. Park City resident Thomas Cook has filed to run as a write-in candidate for the District 2 school board race. He's lived in Park City since 1993, is currently a member of the Snyderville Planning Commission, and he has a child who attends the winter sports school. He says as a school board member, he wants to create a more collaborative, respectful, and welcoming tone. He says he decided to run when he saw the August 24th letter from the school board to district teachers.
I mean, that letter says it all. It says a small minority of you have resorted to writing form letters and doing social media campaigns. And by the way, if you continue to do that, you're going to jeopardize contract negotiations for everybody. That's all that's doing is pitting a group of teachers that need togetherness and collaboration against each other. It's divisive, and I don't think that's how you get people to the table and say, how do we solve these problems?
He is not opposed to kids being in school right now. He feels the COVID-19 concerns are nuanced and they've become political rather than based on science.
Have gone back and they're doing their job, and maybe the protections and the things that they were expecting to happen for day one are not happening, and that's concerning to me. But again, I don't have all the facts. I have sort of a feel and an understanding of, you know, what some of the pain points are for the teachers, and frankly, a lot of them are afraid to even say anything.
Under the election guidelines, write-in candidates will not have their name appear on the ballot, but the clerk's office will make every effort to decipher write-ins. The only difference in the way the ballot looks is voters in District 2 will see a line where a name can be written in. Summit County Deputy Clerk Kelly Robinson says,
I say on the write-in, you know, as long as we can tell what their intent was, you know, if they don't spell the name exactly right, but it's close and we can tell that's what their intent was that person, then we go ahead and count it.
District 2 consists of Ranch Place and Snyder's Mill, East and West Highland Estates, and Park Meadows North. Three of Park City's four elementary schools fall into the district, and there are nearly 3,800 registered voters. 89% voted in the 2016 presidential election, and the Summit County Clerk believes it could be higher this year. Ballots will be mailed October 13th, and the last day to register to vote is October 23rd. Cook's press release and voting details for Summit County can be found on kpcw.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.